people. Welcome to it, a Wednesday edition of Stokely and Josh. We rock with you 10 to 2 every single weekday and appreciate y'all rocking with us. Ton to get into today. You Jabs win and the Nugs and Avs will both double dip tonight. Brandon Stokely, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I am doing good. My prep has not begun for the big snowstorm that we are supposed to get, but we'll get there at some point today. How do
buckle
you feel
up.
About it?
Yeah, buckle up. Not great.
Me neither.
Not great. So just going to have to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah.
What else can you do? What do you say? I like how you say it. You got to pay your taxes.
We're paying our winter tax.
That's right.
So pay our tax. Can be beautiful.
Get us some good moisture,
yeah.
Right?
That's
hopefully,
right.
And
right.
Then hopefully that'll take care of for a little bit and fight our way through it. It'll be all good. Just drive slow. I don't know. Will we be able to drive tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm not sure at all. We will see. TBD on what the roads may or may not look like. But yeah, be safe. Be careful. Pump the brakes and drive slow, homie. That's the quote there from a famous rapper. All right, Stoke. A couple of things happened yesterday after the show. I'm disappointed in one of them because I really wanted this to happen between the 10 a.m. hour and 2 p.m. hour while we are talking into these microphones. The Broncos have retained the services of one blocking, catching, standing in the way of dudes, tight end Adam Trautman. He's back, Stoke. You can get that Adam Trautman jersey out of the closet and rock that thing proudly, sir. How mad were you?
not very pleased. And it's nothing against Adam Trautman. It's just that we need better. We need better at the tight end position. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Is that's all we got? Like, how was that last year? 22 catches. That's what we got.
Yeah.
22 catches on 35 targets. A whopping 204 yards,
ooh.
Right? And three touchdowns. That's what we got from Adam Trautman last year. So, and it's not like he's a young player that's developing. He's already developed. This is it. This is it. And then, like, we're going to run that back? That's our best option for next year? That's it? I mean, all right. Well, I just hope there's another move.
Yeah. There has to be
okay,
another move.
Here's Brock Bowers.
Yep.
Right? Here's Rob Gronkowski. I mean, like, we need something else. We can't go into the season. Once again, I feel like I said this yesterday with Stidham. We can't go into the season with Greg Dulcich, Adam Trautman, and a dang third-round draft pick or whatever. We just can't. What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's not personal. We got a promo running, you know, about this, and then of course they sign him.
Yeah,
and I just want more. I want more from that position because it's an important position. And here we go. We're doing the same old song and dance.
Yeah,
like again, I would just rather the unknown, rather than just doing the same thing that we know isn't going to be very good.
That's right.
Below average. Pass-catching tight end, below-average blocking tight end. Let's re-sign him. Perfect.
If it's depth, I can understand why they made the signing. If there is a target for the Broncos in the early rounds, maybe at 12, trade back up to 2, get someone like a Dalen Holker late, third or fourth round from CSU up there, all right, all good. But yeah, I'm 100% with you. Didn't understand it. It's just a Peyton guy, and those guys get the benefit of the doubt. I will say this. This isn't going to make you feel any better, so apologies here within the first 5 minutes. Today's Georgia's Pro Day. Guess what Brock Bowers isn't doing? Participating. Because he has hamstring tightness.
Oh! I thought you were going to tell me he's not participating because he just doesn't want to.
No,
which I would say I really don't care.
He's got the old tight hammies.
Oh,
he's got the Greg Dulcich going.
Yeah, is that for real? For real? Or is that like, yeah, my hammies are tight. I'm not going to work out.
Okay,
right? You know, it could be one of those situations. I know I'm going to be a top 15 pick, right?
Top of his group.
Right. I really don't need to work out. Yeah, my hammies are a little tight.
Okay.
You know, my hammies are tight, too.
Sure.
So you're always going to have tight hammies if you want tight hammies.
Right.
You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know if you can plan on getting an upper echelon tight end in the draft. I mean, there's one, and then there's everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And Bowers might go early. So It's that's not a good plan. But again, there's not many, like, there's not all these special tight ends in free agency right now.
Mm-mm.
So I get it. It's slim pickings. But this just goes back, and it's not just this year. This is years now where they just put it on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't addressed it. And when they try to address it, they haven't addressed it with the right people. So one mistake leads to two mistakes, leads to three mistakes, and then, gosh dog it, here we are mm-hmm. today, and it's like we're re-signing Adam Trautman. That's our free agency, folks. 2024. That's a, you know, that's the headliner right there. Just not good. Look, I knew they weren't going to do a lot, and it's I get it, but at the same time, man. Come on, we need better. Whoever the quarterback is needs better.
That's right.
And that's just the bottom line.
I kind of like how at the beginning of it you said nothing's personal, but then you broke up with Adam Trautman by telling him he's not good enough. respect that about you, man.
Hey, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
I want better.
Right, that's it, man. My standards are, you know, I've been a part of good offenses. I know what they're supposed to look like.
And
the Broncos don't have any pieces right now that look like they're worthy of being on a good offense. And now we're just running it back again. Like find me a free agent out there. I don't care who. And bring that guy in. At least I can hope it's going to be something different.
Yeah.
I've seen it with mm-hmm. Trautman. I just have. And again, it's not personal, Josh.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's but not, maybe not it is all. A little bit. I don't know.
So Troutman's back, tight end and inside linebacker. Those are kind of the positions we talked about. Like, man, they don't really put much focus on there. And they lost an inside linebacker as well yesterday. Josie Jewell agrees to a deal with the Carolina Panthers. 3 years for Josie, $22.7 million. $7. That'd be a bad signing bonus.
$7.
Don't spend it
that
all
on
like
place, Josie. That was like my signing bonus for Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah, like, here's $7. Thank you.
Go get you a sub.
Yeah.
$7 million signing bonus, $10 million fully guaranteed. So Josie going to Carolina to, I forgot about this, but to be reunited with Ejiro Evero, who's the defensive coordinator down there. So the outlaw, Josie Jewell, he won't be celebrating with the dual guns in a Broncos uniform anymore. Is that a mistake to let him walk, or they got Drew Sanders and they got to figure out what's going on there?
Yeah, it's just part of the business again. You know, you can't keep everyone, and it's just time to see what you have in Drew Sanders. You got Alex Singleton still, and you got Jonas Griffin, and, you know, we might pick up a inside linebacker here in the next few days for more depth, but that's just part of the free agency,
yeah.
Right? They're going to pay him more than you can pay him, and that's the bottom line. So good for Josie Jewell. Another good payday for him, and but it just wasn't going to be here. They did it once. They kind of overpaid for him a couple years ago.
I agree.
When the market was really low for inside linebackers. And he did well, though. He did do well, and he stayed healthy, and he had a really good year this year. And so he's getting a good payday.
Yeah, good for Josie Jewell. Go down there, collect some bucks before your NFL career gets on the back end of it. So that's where the Broncos are today. Still no quarterback for
what
the Denver Broncos.
What is going on?
We would like to have a quarterback other than Jared Stidham with the Denver Broncos. We're going to have that conversation coming up, but I mentioned Josie Jewell finding a new team. Now, there's another former starter on the Broncos defense is close to finding his new home in Tennessee. Who is it? We'll tell you next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, Stoke, we talked about what the Broncos did, bringing Adam Trautman back yesterday, watching Josie Jewell sign a new deal with the Carolina Panthers. He is out at inside linebacker. And another Broncos former starter has now started to pick up some steam as far as a new team picking him up. That is Justin Simmons. The safety was released to create $14.5 million of cap room by the Broncos. And then hadn't found a home. Just yet. I guess that's my first question to you. Is that surprising to you that it took the first, the second, and then kind of into the third wave to get Justin Simmons kind of talked about, floated rumors about who he could possibly join?
Not really. I think when you look at Justin Simmons, you look at his age, 31?
Something like that. I'll double check.
Yeah, right around 31 years old. How much money does he want to make?
All of it.
You know, what are they looking to make? And you put that into consideration and you look at it and you say, okay, well, yeah, good player. Not quite what he once was. And he's getting older. Not really, you know, like we're going to take a look at younger, cheaper guys right now.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the kind of mold you're in. And so it's not really that surprising at all. I think Justin Simmons will get a nice contract. Probably not the type of contract that he had before.
Yeah.
Because he's still a good player. But he's not your future. You know, he's your guy here for the next couple of years at best to kind of hold down the fort while you look for younger, cheaper talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the kind of where he's at in his career right now, unfortunately for him. But he'll still get a good deal.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
He'll be 31 in November, by the way, but so when the season gets going. I guess I'm a little bit surprised because of how good of a player he is. I thought one of those championship teams would kind of come in and try to scoop him up to have a talented player on the back end of their defense. But he is 30. What's the price tag going to be? All of that goes into it. So I'm a little bit surprised, but it feels like what running back has been the last couple of years has now shifted to the safety position. It's kind of flooded. You have a lot of talent there, so you're almost hurting the rest of the guys in the class because of who you are and what position you play.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is a lot of good quality safeties out there, so it drives down the market a little bit. And so we'll see. We'll see what he hasn't signed anywhere yet, correct?
No, he hasn't. And that's another question on the Simmons side of it. Like, Justin, he was with the Broncos in the worst period of Broncos football ever. You want to go to Tennessee? I thought the play here would be for Justin to find a contender to go to. Maybe it's all about money, and that's all good too, because I love money as well. But you know what I mean? Tennessee, who's even in a better spot moving forward, Tennessee or Denver?
Yeah, it's but it takes two to tango.
Sure.
I mean, they got to want you. You know, you can't say, oh, I want to go play for the Ravens.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play for the Ravens. No, just show up there and just...
Hey, it doesn't work like that?
No, it doesn't work that way. They got to want you.
That's why I'm not a starting guard on the Nuggets.
Exactly.
Damn it.
It takes two. And so, you know, you look at the good teams. I mean, Kansas City, they want him? Well, what if they don't want him? He might want to go to Kansas City. Yeah, well, so do a lot of other people. But there's only... so many teams, I think, that are going to be, you know, in consideration here when you look at Justin Simmons. And if it's not an upper echelon team, then, you know, what are you trying to do? Like, ultimately, what are your goals? And everyone's different. Like you said, are you just looking for the biggest contract?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you looking to go win? And just because you go to a place doesn't mean that you're going to win, like win at all. You can kind of look at some of the teams that you think are going to be successful. But, like, do you want to try to win at all? You go to one of those good teams? Well, you know, would you rather go to Tennessee for a few more million or go to Kansas City Chiefs? You know, that's a...
Yeah.
I think I'd just rather go get a few more million.
You and me both.
Right?
Yeah. I could buy a cool ring.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, your earning time is very short in the NFL. So this is probably, you know, his last decent deal here. But everyone's different when it comes to those things. And maybe he wants to just win. And it's all about winning. Or it's all about money. Or it's a little bit of combination of both here. So we'll see what it looks like for him. I expect here in the next few days that you would probably see Justin Simmons signed by somebody.
I think so, too. I always thought this is like a fun conversation I have with myself probably more often than I should of what's that split like in pro sports? Guys that do it for the love of the game, everybody loves the game, obviously. You put in that much work to get to that level, you have some love for the dang game. But like the, hey, this is a job, great paychecks, it's what I do, or I'm in this to chase championships and become a GOAT at my position, like 50-50, 60-40.
No, I think most people are...
90-10?
Yeah, I think most people are in it to, you know... That's their job.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and you realize that it's a business and you might not be around very long. So you try to make as much money as possible while you're in it. I mean, I think that's probably 99.9% of the players. And then you have the outliers, right? Once you make your money, then you can look at the other stuff. But I think everyone goes into it as, you know, your first priority is providing for your family.
Sure.
And, you know, and then after that, it's all the other stuff, right? But I think ultimately, you know, you're young when you get into the NFL and you know that you're not going to be in it for long, right? When you look at the longevity of playing football, it's not going to be long. So you try to get as much money possible as quick as possible because you know it could be over really quickly.
Okay. All right. I always think about that and wonder that with these contracts and conversations.
Well, I mean, what would you think, like, if you were 24 years old and, you know, let's just say you're going into your first big contract mm-hmm. or your first time into free agency. So you're 26, 27, you're going into your fifth year in the NFL. And, you know, you're looking around and you've seen a bunch of your buddies get cut, a bunch of your buddies that aren't playing football anymore that you started with, yeah. right? And because you see the turnover year in and year out, right? And so now you're in year five mm-hmm. and you're a free agent. What are you trying to do?
Personally?
Yeah.
I'm 39 and I'm all about that cash.
Right.
Then that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
100% of the time.
And I think that's, you know, I wouldn't say 100%. But I'll say 100% of guys. what, you know, unless you're, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Right? I mean, and he's still making a ton of money. Mm-hmm. So, like, could he have made more money if he wanted to? Oh, yeah, I'm sure he could have, but he's got a huge contract. And so he's A-OK.
Yeah.
But for the majority of the guys, it's all about, you know, trying to find that big payday. Because you realize you've seen it. Like it's year to year business, and so you better get it while you can. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, then you won't ever have that opportunity again.
Yeah, that's
probably.
Well said. I'm gonna go to a texter here real quick on the RamosLaw.com text line, just because I noticed the last text and it got my attention to read some of their other text here. This is what the last text says. It's from 303-257. Sorry for the bad text this morning. Too many lattes.
Oh,
so I'm like, wow, what were the texts? Right. What's going on? The first one came this morning. Guys, I'm a student at CU Boulder. I study neuroscience and psychology while prepping for the MCAT in a research lab. My time commitment level is that or more of a student athlete. If I had an NIL contract of $1 million or more, that would make my college experience 10,000 times easier. And then they start going in, taking shots at Jared Stidham, which we appreciate. How about you call him Jared Stiffums? How about Jared Stidham? Maybe we just call him Jared Stidham. And then it was the latte text.
Okay.
So this person's going off here this morning.
Wow. All right. I don't know. It's kind of confusing there, Josh.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, just talking about the NIL. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and, I mean, shout out. Seems like he's really smart.
Neuroscience and psychology.
Really, yeah.
Can I be honest for a second? I don't even know what an MCAT is.
MCAT, that's like some kind of test, maybe?
Doctor's test? To become a doctor, I believe?
There you go.
Who knows? But congratulations. You're much smarter than...
Both of us.
All of us. There you go. All right. Another thing I saw in the NFL last night, what the Houston Texans are doing. We talked about them yesterday because they got Joe Mixon for, what, a seventh-round pick? They added Danielle Hunter yesterday to pair up with Will Anderson, who we know firsthand can be a monster on that defensive line. Stoke, I was wondering this about the Texans. All right, it's the Chiefs and it's the Ravens, like top-tier AFC teams, right? I think there's teams like the Bills, Cincinnati, you know, depending on how Joe Burrow returns from injury. I don't know that I can keep Houston out of that second tier now with Buffalo and Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Is it too early?
Yeah, I think so for me. It is. I need to see it again from C.J. Stroud. I need to see it again from that team. Young football team. Obviously, you're expecting them to take that next step, but I'm not going to throw them in that second tier just yet. I need to see it one more time from them. You know, C.J. Stroud going into his second year. A lot of young talent around him. You're right. I mean, that's a good pickup. Joe Mixon going out there getting Daniel.
I think they go Daniel.
I thought so also. Yeah. Okay, just
spelled
making
Danielle,
sure.
Spelled Danielle, but it is Daniel.
Danielle or Daniel?
It looks like Danielle when they write it out.
What's
there?
The difference?
One L, an extra L.
Okay.
And then E at the end.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess, yeah, Daniil.
Yeah.
Okay, Daniil. He's a good pass rusher, though. And so they got some talent. I mean, they got a lot of talent. But a lot of teams have talent, right? Can you back it up
right.
in year two? Year one, no, you caught everyone slipping. Can you back it up in year two when everyone's like, oh, that team's for real. Mm-hmm. We better come to play this week. We'll see.
I'm a little bit higher on them than you are.
Okay,
you got them in there right now? You have to see it. But, man, what they've done and what CJ was in year one, I don't know how different Buffalo, Cincinnati, and the Houston Texans are. All right, let's hit a timeout, come back, and look at what the Avalanche did. A dominating night in Calgary. Val and a couple of the new guys found the score sheet. How good can this group get before the playoffs begin? We'll kick that around next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, the Avalanche began a four-game road trip last night. Stop one, Calgary, take on the Flames. They'll go back-to-back this evening as they are on the ice. Is it Vancouver tonight, I believe? And then Edmonton will be the final game in Canada before they wrap up in St. Louis. But, man, it was Stoke, a game where the Avs get out early, and then Anonen gives up a couple in that first period. But it was all she wrote once the second period puck dropped, because the Avalanche found the back of the net five times in period number two. Casey Mittelstadt found one. How about that, Matt Smith? And a couple of helpers there from the new guys. Anonen was in net, talked about the first one, first couple that he let slip by him. But then after that, he was perfect and had a whole bunch of help in front of him. The Avalanche, now winners of four in a row, they are kind of hitting their stride right here as we get to about the middle of March. Stoke?
Yeah, perfect time to start getting hot again. And you're getting your dudes back, or dudes together. The trades, couple guys, couple new additions, Val coming back. And, you know, we talked about a month straight how important Val was. And, you know, you weren't going to be able to go out there at the trade deadline and get this, you know, Nathan MacKinnon type of player. And so you're going to get some secondary type of guys. But you had to have Val back. You had to if you want to take that next step and make a run to try to win another cup. And he's back, and he's playing great. He's doing what he does. He just, like, sometimes you just have those guys that just make everyone around them better, make their jobs easier also. And that just seems like it's Val. I mean, you saw last year in the playoffs when he got whisked away. It just wasn't the same. They were toast. And so it's good to have him back. You like the additions there. And the goal by your guy, you called it yesterday.
Yeah.
You called it. I forgot to put the action in on Mittelstadt there, but he did have a goal. So that was great to see. And it's you got behind there in the first. Yep. And then the second was just like, wow. Poured it on, and that's all. That was a wrap. So. Good win. Keep it rolling back-to-back tonight, and hopefully just keep it going.
And obviously this schedule played this way for the Avalanche, but a beautiful opportunity here for Anonen to go to Calgary, play against an inferior opponent, which what the Flames are, and then tonight you'll get Georgie back in the net. And look, it's a situation now where he's probably going to get a couple more starts before the postseason starts, and then you're rolling all in with Alexander Georgiev. By the way, the Mittelstadt goal, it was the assist from Brandon Duhaime from Minnesota. Nice little drop pass there, and Mittelstadt did the rest of it, fired a freaking laser into the back of the net. So it was beautiful. I also want to talk about Mikko's last goal. He got the first, and he got the last. The angle at which Mikko Rantanen scored that final goal, I mean, it's, you could give us 1,000 tries, and outside of maybe Stoke, because you are or were once a professional athlete.
That's right.
None of us are making that goal without a goaltender in net. Mikko did it with a goaltender in net.
Yeah, that was sweet. Got the turnover there, and but the angle, like you said,
crazy,
was it really was. The game tonight, looking forward to that.
Me too.
Vancouver's good.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle up.
Should be
Let's
fun.
See it. It's a heavyweight fight tonight now. So back-to-back, right, back-to-back. We nights for the Avs. You got the Nuggets rolling tonight also. So should be a really good game, like a good test.
It's actually going to be a perfect night for sports viewing, and we're hanging out, so it's going to be even better. Nuggets at 5:30, Avs at 8:30. You just roll right into the next one. So it's going to be a beautiful night of Denver sports as the city gets pounded with snow. How did Jared Bednar feel about the new guys fitting in?
I like the way they're fitting in. I think they all provide something a little different, and they're playing to their identity, and figuring out the structure of our game and the identity of our team and how we want to play. And like I said this morning, I think they're just going to get better and better as they sort of figure that out, game at a time here.
I mean, you can't do anything but play in hockey games to figure out what your identity is, what your role is, and how it fits in with your new team and how your other teammates play. So it's all right in front of them. We talked about it yesterday, the four-game road trip, week-long to be bros, and that's a great start beating Calgary the way they did with three of the new guys getting on the score sheet.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to need those guys if you want to make a run here. And so it seems like it's a – like you look at the team from the outside, it's like, all right, you know, you got some good guys on that team, and so it's hopefully that those guys can come in, and it looks like it's been a easy transition for them, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're making an impact right away, so that's good to see. Hopefully, it gets better and better, and hopefully, they just stay healthy now, and can keep this group together, right? And that's the main thing, because when they had their guys going. When you got Miko, when you got Kale, you got McKinnon, and now you got Val, and then you add the other pieces around it, this team's got a chance.
I also learned something watching the broadcast last night with the Avs game, and we've talked about this before, and you don't put a lot of stock into it, but Gabe Landeskog is on the trip. Gabe's there, hanging out with the fellas, week-long road trip. Now, there's another layer to that. This is the first road trip with Val Nichushkin back around. Gabe is also on the road trip. Coincidence or not?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I don't think it's a coincidence at all.
Yeah, that's I didn't think about that.
And then you know what else Bednar said yesterday about Gabe being on the road trip? Direct quote. Yeah, he's kind of a father figure in our room. End quote.
Well, I think certainly, hopefully, it could be a. Of if he needs to be of assistance to Val, but I think overall, just the whole team, right? You know, you look at a guy like that that's done so much in the league, just having his presence around is a good thing. I don't know. I might disagree with you there a little bit. Okay. I just think, like, Val's a grown-ass man. I mean, what's Gabe going to do? Like, he's going to, like, hold his hand? Is he going to be sitting outside his room? Ah, don't you open that door. Nope, staying in. You're staying in tonight. Like, is he gonna be like walking the streets with them if he goes out at all? Like, I mean, I just think that at a certain point, you're just like, all right, you know, maybe you have some parameters in place for Val to try to help him out. But like, Gabe's not babysitting him, is he? Come on, really?
I told you before when I was in high school, Northland High School. Shout out. I had a lady, Miss Stephanie, that would have to meet me at the door at the end of class so that I got to the next class.
Right.
Gabe is Miss Stephanie for Val.
Oh.
He's got to make sure he gets to skate, morning practice. I guess skate and morning practice are the same thing. Breakfast, you know what I mean? Like, he is Miss Stephanie just to make sure that nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know, man. I don't, like, if I'm Gabe, I'm like, that's not my job. That's not my job.
He's got the time, dude. What else is he doing?
But it's not my job. I mean, like, I'm not babysitting. Like, I'm here to be, like, a presence here and, you know, help the guys out if they need help, and be maybe like a coach, you know, away from the ice. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not a babysitter, dude, right? As a grown man, yeah. I can't hold his hand 24/7. I think at a certain point, if you're the Avs, maybe you have a guy in place to kind of, hey, a security guy, right? Where it's like, hey,
right,
make sure you're by games. I don't know how many, like, I don't know what it's like in hockey. You know, like when we in the NFL, like you take over a whole floor kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many rooms they take up and where the security
similar situation
where the security is.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. like we'd have security at the entrances, exits, and all that stuff. So I don't know how it works in hockey, but I would definitely have a security person that was kind of that's your job, pal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if I'm Gabe. I'm like, no. I mean, I'll give him some wisdom, but I'm not following him around 24/7.
Well, I think if I'm paying you $8 million, I'm going to ask you to do it. You better do it.
Okay. All right. There you go.
You've been chilling for quite a bit.
You can pay me $8 million to do it. I would do it. So you haven't been doing anything, Gabe. You've been being really lazy. So now you're going to be an $8 million babysitter for Val.
All right. We got to take a timeout. Avs back in action tonight. They're going back to back up in Canada. We have some breaking Broncos news. They added a player. We'll tell you who it is next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
All right, we got some Broncos news for you. We wondered if they would retain the services of any of their playmakers.
Okay, I want to guess.
If they had any playmakers, what do you think happened?
So, wait, so is this they re-signed another guy?
They re-signed a guy.
Okay, they re-signed a guy. Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. I mean, we're just going to continue to re-sign guys that, you know, that won, that haven't had a winning season. And so they re-signed a guy. I'm trying to think of who was a free agent for the Broncos here. Okay. I my guess would be Lil Jordan.
And your guess would be correct.
All right.
Lil Jordan Humphrey coming back to the Denver Broncos. Mike Kliss, 9 News, has it per source. Broncos are bringing back Lil Jordan Humphrey on a 1-year deal. Don't see the number yet attached to that, but obviously because of where the Broncos are financially and you know kind of the player he is, it's not going to be a giant number. You and I talked about him yesterday. We both like Lil Jordan Humphrey. He had that big play in Week 17 for Jared Stidham. And, you know, caught the ball, made the rest of the play happen. I like Jared Stidham as a depth, or excuse me, I don't like Jared Stidham at all. I like Lil Jordan Humphrey as a depth wide receiver guy.
No disrespect.
Yeah. It's not, actually, it is you, Jared.
no, it is.
You know, like,
definitely is.
Who knows what Tim Patrick looks like coming off of consecutive knee surgeries. I like Lil Jordan Humphrey kind of hanging out there as a depth wide receiver. It's not the splash, but they're not making any of those this year. Lil Jordan Humphrey back, Stoke.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, it's fine. Like, it's just depressing. The whole thing has been depressing. Knew what we were getting into.
Yeah.
And I'm still depressed. It's like, okay, yeah, Lil Jordan's fine. I mean, fine. That's what he is. He'll provide some depth, and there we go. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of depth players on our roster right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's we figured they were gonna re-sign him. And they did. We figured they weren't going to be making a lot of big moves, and they haven't. But still, it's not fun when you go through it. And you're like, you're looking at all these other teams signing these players, and that's where we were last year. We were making the big moves. But these some of these positions need to be addressed. When are we going to address them? How are we going to address them?
They have not signed a street free agent on the offensive side of the ball, and we're 3 days into this.
Yeah.
Everything's been re-signed.
Yeah, here's the biggest problem here when you look at trying to upgrade your talent, and especially at certain positions. It's a hard thing to do in free agency. It is, because you have to have the money. Then you're competing against other guys, and so what do? You overpay, right? And that's what we did last year. We overpaid for Ben Powers. We overpaid for Mike McGlinchey. It's but now you look at it. In order to avoid all of this, it comes down to one thing, Josh.
What's
one
that?
One thing. You don't know what it is?
Huh.
You have to draft the right players.
Yeah.
You follow me?
I do.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you go out there, instead of drafting Jerry Jeudy, guess what? You drafted CeeDee Lamb?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We don't need another wide receiver. We're good.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of drafting, I don't know, let's say Jake Butt, you drafted George Kittle? Well, guess what? We're not looking for a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the biggest problem, is the drafts have been so bad, like really, really bad, and you pay the price for it. Like, how many great tight ends are in free agency? None. You have to draft these guys. How many, like, top-tier left tackles are in free? None. I mean, they're hard to find, these guys. And usually when they do get into free agency, there's a reason why, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to overpay for them. Look at Mike McGlinchey, right tackle. Why did the 49ers let him go into free agency last year? Overrated a little bit.
Weren't sold on him.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why we're in this position, unfortunately, is because of the bad drafts. And then it's hard to find these mm-hmm. top quality guys. And when you do find them, you have to overpay for them.
Yeah. Again, I know you and I we talked about this. This is the feeling. The Broncos told us 3-4 different times. This is what it was going to be like when free agency opened. Now sitting in it, it's all right. I understand the position that this franchise is in, but man, I didn't think it would be this quiet. as far as what it is. They've brought two players over from other teams. It's Malcolm Roach, the run-stopping defensive lineman, and it's Brandon Jones, the safety from Miami. But that's been it. Other than that, it's just the guys.
0-for-2 on if I've heard of those guys before 2 days ago.
I did read Andrew Mason at DenverSports.com was trying to polish up a little bit of the Malcolm Roach signing.
Uh-huh.
Said he's the best interior defensive line run stopper in the league in 2023. So that's a positive.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. I mean, something positive at least. Tell me what great wide receiver is a free agent this year. Do you have like three of them? What great one? Do you know off the top of your head?
No.
I don't either.
Hunter Renfro.
Oh, my gosh.
I only asked you that because someone on the text line asked you about Hunter Renfro.
Okay. Oh.
I looked up the stats. No is the answer.
Okay. Well, golly. See what I'm saying? Like, did Justin Jefferson isn't a free agent?
No.
Jamar Chase isn't a free agent. Tyreek Hill's not a free agent. Like, who do we have, Kisner? Who do we have? Tell me the great wide receivers that are hitting the market
right
now.
I'm seeing Allen Robinson, Odell, Curtis Samuel, Michael Thomas.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's the best of the bunch. Guys that are like older than me, feels like.
DJ Chark?
Huh?
DJ Chark? You like him?
Is it Chark or Shark?
Well, it's spelled with a C.
I know. But a lot of things are spelled one way and pronounced a different way. Just ask Zach. Right?
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Zach.
I think it's Shark.
Okay. Huh?
I think it's Chark.
Chark.
Yeah.
I think it's Shark.
Okay. Kevin, can you confirm, please?
How is he going to confirm?
He's so bad, I don't think it even matters.
You can't find a highlight with his name on it?
Right. So that's my point here.
What about Odell, dude? He had that catch 10 years ago.
He stinks. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to say he stinks, but, I mean, Baltimore paid him $15 million last year to do hardly nothing. He didn't do anything.
No, he didn't.
And so he's like, you watch him. I watched a lot of Baltimore, and he actually can still. He looks fast, explosive, but for whatever reason, it didn't translate to the football field. I mean, do we take it like? I don't know. I don't know how motivated he is. He's at an Oscars, and he's hanging out with Kim, and you know, Kardashian, and so I don't know how motivated that guy is right now.
He's also an ugly crier. Remember when the Rams won the Super Bowl? He was on the sideline because he got hurt, and you know, once the writing was on the wall, they were going to win. He started crying.
Oh, don't.
And it looked bad.
Oh,
yeah.
We don't want ugly criers.
You can't have ugly criers.
No. So we're out on him. I mean, it's not like a big pool of guys to say, oh, let's go get this guy or that guy. If we don't get that guy, we can get this guy. I mean, so how are you going to upgrade your roster offensively? How are you going to upgrade it? For whoever the quarterback is. And we still don't even have a dang quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, so, like, what are you going to do here? You got to draft these guys, man. You can't miss on Judy and bypass, and you see Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb go later after you picked.
Right.
And they end up being home runs, and your guy ends up being a strikeout, and then you just traded the guy for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why it's been so bad around here, and it continues to be bad. You've got to draft and develop guys. You can't plug 50 holes and fill those holes with guys in free agency every single year. And you know, it's just the talent pool just isn't there. The upper echelon guys, they're not going to let those guys hit the street.
Right.
Be a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen very often. So just a bad spot. But you got to draft better. I mean, that's ultimately it. Sum it all up. Cliff Notes. Boom. Draft better. Please.
And look, they've started the rebuild process here, and if they do draft the right way, you're out of this hole in a season or two. But Stoke, to your point, you draft the wrong way, the way that it has gone around here with the Denver Broncos, you're not out of this hole for 4 or 5 years, and you just rinse, repeat the process here.
That's it.
If it's not done the right way. So, again, I know a lot of you out there have your question marks about Sean Payton. I do, too. But the only choice we have is to put our trust in that man and hitting the draft out of the park in the next couple of seasons to get the Broncos out of the darkest spot they've ever been in the history of their franchise. So in Sean, we trust because we have to. All right, I want to tell you something you should be doing too. Not that you have to, but don't you want to win $5K? That's what is on the line at denversports.com/hoops. It is our bracket challenge, $5K on the line. It's that time of the year. You know you're going to fill one out, so why not have the chance at $5K when you do it? denversports.com/hoops. Sign up. See if you can beat everybody. See if you can beat us. When we get back, let's get back to the Broncos conversation. Talk a little bit more about that wide receiver room. Jordan Humphrey is back. What's the future of Courtland Sutton? That conversation's next.